Shalom to all. Today's episode of Shalom Mishkalim Daf Lamed Daled. We are starting the top line at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah Makish Dechasov and Vilser Staff. It's a little bit before the halfway mark on Chaf Amar Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. This is going to the end of the Mishnah where Blazer had said that if a person was Makish Daled Nechasim and there was birds, those have to be sold and the proceeds are used to buy Kabbarnas Ailos. So the Gemara tells us Ravos says B'shem Rishem and Lakish. Time is Blazer. What's Blazer's source? That's because the Pasuk tells us Dabar L'Aron V'Alban of Gaimer. This talks about a person making a Nedava, donating something to the base of Mikdash, and the pasuk continues, Asher Kriva La Hashem La Oila. What do we learn from here? A kol karav oila. Anything a person donates to the base of Mikdash is supposed to be used as a carbon oila. We used the pasuk for something similar previously. And then when the pasuk tells us, Lertsoinchem Tamim Zachar, that's the next pasuk, what would we say? That Yachal Afilu Oifas, you might think that a person is even able to bring an oif, meaning when he donates an oif, a bird, for the base of Mikdash, it should be used as a carbon. Tam Lemar, that the pasuk says, Ba Bakar, we learn from here, Loi Oifas. Bakar means cattle, so it's only four legged animals, not birds like Oifas. And that's the reason for Blazer in the Mishnah, that if he donates oif, they're sold and the money is used for Karbanos Ailon. But now Ravirmi Rabban Barchia Havin Yasvin, they were sitting Va'amrin and saying, Taman over there, which is two daf ago, Amr Biyachan Biyachan said, Time of Reb Shimon, what's Reb Shimon's reason? Why is it that he says when a person designates an akeva to be an Ayla, which we know an Ayla has to be a Zachar, but when he does so to an akeva, it attains Kedushas Haguf, which means Mamela, it's not allowed to be sold unless it gets a mum. That's because Shekin Akeva Shaba Oif Ksheru Lave Ayla, due to the fact that there is an akeva that could be an Ayla, that's Nakeva Sa'if. Well, Vahachu Amr Hachin, over here he says this. Over here he seems to say that when he donates a bird to the base of Mikdash, it can't be used as an oil and it's sold no problem without getting a mum. But why not? We had used a very similar svar to tell us that an akeva does attain Kedushas Haguf because a bird could be brought as an akeva as an oila. What's going on over here? So Rav Yaisa, he answers, Kiyamte kihi da am Rav Shmuel b'shem Rav Zaira. I establish it like where Rav Shmuel said in the name Rav Zaira, the kol she'ini achayli karev, lo'hi v'lo'i dameha, anything that not it nor its value is able to be brought on the Mizbeach. Lamadadom and Bezan on top, it only has Kedushas Damim and it can't attain Kedushas Aguf. And therefore, Va'amit Yos, you said good, meaning in our din over here, that when a person donates a bird to the base of Mikdash, that can be sold no problem. Why is that? Because like Krivai Einat Yachol, you can't bring the bird itself. The Pasuk says Babakar, and we learn from here, Loi Eifais. So a Eif that was donated to the base of Mikdash, it itself can't be used as a carbon. And Levdais Einat Yachol, you can't redeem it either, meaning it doesn't fit under the regular terms and conditions of Pidyon, She'ein Loif Pidyon, because a bird doesn't have Pidyon. If it was a regular animal, it would have to fit under regular pidyon, which means we might have to wait for it to get a mum in order to be paidet. But here, it's a bird, so it doesn't have the regular rules of pidyon, and therefore, lefum kain sarach memor, you have to say, loikacha el kedushas damim, it only has kedushas damim, and that's why it's allowed to be sold right away. It itself can't be used as a carbon, and we don't have to wait for it to get a mum either. Now the Gemara goes on to explain the third opinion of the Braisa from two daf ago. This is Braisa that we've been discussing the entire time, that he was mafresh in a keva for his oila, or for a pesach, or for an asham. What's the din with it? So let's remind yourselves again. According to Tanakama, this has Kedushas Aguf and Mimela, it's Isa Tamura. According to Reb Shimon, only the Oila is Isa Tamura, it has Kedushas Aguf. When he's Mafresh and Keva for Pesach or Asham, it's nothing. And now we're going to be focusing on the last Shita, the Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Reb Shimon that no matter what, if he's Mafresh and Keva for his Oila, Pesach or Asham, it's nothing, it doesn't make a Tamura, it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf whatsoever. So now we explain this. Chavraya say B'Shem Reb Yechanan, and Reb Evu Bar Nagri, Omar Kumi Reb Ila, he said in front of Reb Ila, B'Shem Reb Yechanan, also the name Reb Yechanan, the time of the Hintana. The reason for this tana is as follows, because the pasuk tells us vim kol behemah tmeah sher laikrivim menu korban laHashem, that if it's any behemah tmeah that can't be brought as a carbon for Hashem. Now matam alayim tmeah, why does the pasuk tell us tmeah? It obviously can't be referring to an actual non-kosher animal, because later on the pasuk discusses a non-kosher animal. So why over here is it using the word tmeah? Elim must be it's coming to tell us afilu tmeah ba'ose Hashem, if it's tmeah, which means it's not fit for this name that it was called, that also can't be brought as a carbon for Hashem. It doesn't have kedushas a In other words, understanding pasuk is that if a person is mafresh a carbon for something that it's not fitting for, such as an akeva as an oila, that's considered tamei to some extent. It's not fitting to be an oila because it's an akeva, so it doesn't have kedusha whatsoever, meaning it doesn't have kedusha seguf at all. And that's Reb Shimon Yehuda's svara. Now the problem with that is v'kasha bedak sev v'hemid v'herech. It's regarding this that the pasuk then says v'hemid v'herech. Right afterwards, the pasuk says, what do we do with this animal? V'hemid, it has to be stood up. V'herech, it has to be evaluated, and we're paid it. We transfers kedusha to money, and then there's the whole process. Now we know that's only said regarding something that had Kedushas Aguf, and so it can't be that this pasuk is teaching us that the animal doesn't have Kedushas Aguf if right afterwards it says Vehemet Veherech, which is only referring to something that has Kedushas Aguf. So that's a problem with this limud. Reb Zair B'Shem Reb Lazar, Loyam Arkane. Reb Zair in the name of Reb Lazar doesn't say this. He uses this pasuk actually to explain Shitas Reb Shimon in the Braiso. Not Reb Shimon ben Yehuda B'Shem Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon himself, which again remember, Reb Shimon holds that if he was Mafresh in a Keva as an Oila, then it does have Kedushas Aguf. It's only if he was Mafresh it as a Pesach or an Asham, then it doesn't have Kiddushas Agav. So how does he use his Pasuk for that? El, rather, he explains as follows. Vim kol behema tmei asher le'ekriv mena karban la'ashem. That's what the Pasuk tells us. What do we learn from here? Kol she'in ruyi likarev loikan v'loi b'makam acher. This is talking about something that's not able to be brought, not here in this situation, and not in any other situation, then eina isa temura. It can't accomplish a temura, which means it doesn't have Kiddushas Agav. But yatzas nekeva sheba'oif, that excludes the nekeva of a bird, she'afal pisha'in ruyi likarev kan, even though it can't be brought here, ruyi likarev makam acher, could be brought in a different place. Remember, that's what we explained in Sheetz Reb Shimon, that even though a four-legged nekeva can't be an oila, a two-legged nekeva with wings, namely an oila sa'if, could be an oila. That's why even always mafresh, a regular animal, which is in a cave as an oila, it has kedusha, and that's based off of this pasuk. However, Lamed Hamad Alpha on the top, Rav Avin, Rav Bun, Bon, Kumi, Rav Zeir, the Asfar, Rav Zeira, Hare Raveya Vanirva, what about these types of animals, one that was sodomized or sodomized a person, Hare Ein Ru'in Likarev, Loikan V'loi Makamacher, these animals can't be brought in this situation or in any other situation either, Vare Hein Ois and Temura, they could accomplish a Temura, as Bryson Temura tells us, and so Armelin, he told them, no, Afani Loyamarti, Ela Temeya Mamish, I was only referring to something that's Tomei Mamish, meaning that it inherently has a psul that doesn't enable to be brought here or any other place. As opposed to a Reveya Nirva, there's nothing wrong with the animal itself. Something happened to the animal, or the animal did something to somebody else that Mimela posseled it. But that notwithstanding, there wouldn't be an issue with an animal. As opposed to a Nekeva for an Asham or Pesach, there's something inherently wrong with it. It is a Nekeva, and it can't be a Pesach or Asham, and that's why it doesn't attain Kiddushas Agav. As opposed to, again, a Nekeva for an Oila, that might have a technical issue here because it has four legs. But if it had two legs and wings, it would be able to be in a keva as an oila sa'if. However, we asked the same exact question as we asked before, v'kasha, b'dadach se v'hemed v'herich. It's in regards to this that the pasuk says v'hemed v'herich. We had just said before, the pasuk continues saying v'hemed v'herich, and that's referring to something that only has kedusha sa'gof, and so it's the same kasha over here. This is not a good limud either. We're going to stop here for the day and pick a Torah with halacha hey, the last halacha in the perek, for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.